I left my bags at the desk and a tip for the hotel maid. I canceled my T-Mobile and my British Airways bill is paid, 'cause I'm jumping off of Big Ben. I put out food for the cat and a note for the fiancé. Dear Angela Chesterfield, I love you, but I won't be at our wedding today. I'm taking the plunge, I'm undeserving of your love, it's true. And after I have plunged and my stains have been expunged, you'll find a guy more worthy of you who's breathing.
I left my jewels in the safe and wrote a check for the pilot's fee. My staff's been put on notice. They'll be terminated early, like me, for I'm jumping off of Big Ben. I sent my daughter a note, per our usual tete-a-tetes. Dear Angela Chesterfield, I love you, but I won't be at your wedding. Regrets. I'm taking the plunge. Ungrateful child, you've left me incomplete. I've lost the things that matter, so forgive me if I splatter when I finally hit rock bottom and the street.
My veterinary clinic will recover. One ticket for Big Ben, please.
They'll consolidate the drug empire I led. Two tickets, one for me, one for my coat.
Tell Angela, my darling, that I love her, and tell the office I'm calling in dead. Full speed ahead,
I'm taking
my Big Ben to take the plunge. And Angela, our problems are through. We'll resolve our lament by leaping on.
Taking the plunge.
For
Mrs. Chesterfield?
Ralph!
Oh, Mrs. Chesterfield, what are you doing here?
I should think it's obvious. My daughter, by the acceptance of your hand, has made it perfectly clear that she doesn't need me anymore. So I'm doing what any reasonable mother would do and throwing myself from Europe's largest timepiece.
But that can't be.
Well, the Glockenspiel is larger, but I can't abide the Germans.
No, you misunderstand. I also came to Big Ben to jump after briefly considering the Glockenspiel.
What? Why?
Because this lowly veterinarian could never deserve your beautiful, red-haired daughter.
I should say not. You don't deserve the pavement she walks on.
And that's why I am throwing myself from 320 feet above it. With me alive, our marriage could be nothing but a disappointment to Angela. But with me bespattered, we'll have the relationship I have always longed for. A simple funeral on a hill in July. A rustic dirge neath a blue velvet sky. Angela weeps and the bagpipers cry. Then she'll kiss my corpse goodbye. And that's all I see. That's all there is. That's all for me.
Rustic hillocks and Scottish musicians. You think small, Ralph. That and your poor bedside manner with goldfish is why I never liked you. But when Angela learns of my plummeting, think of the funeral she'll plan for me. She'll gather all the ladies of supreme society, who'll drag along their husbands and a chubby child of three, the boys in knickerbockers and the minister in tails, the ladies dressed in Gucci black and Ferragamo veils, scats of perfect lilies from the steeple to the floor, a celebration grander than all funerals heretofore. The weeping and the wailing will spill out into the street, where a platinum-bladed hearse awaits to greet the morning fleet. It's all for me, it's all for me. All the sculptures made of ice that match my likeness perfectly. It's all for me, it's all for me. The cheese fondue, the fricassee, it's all for me. But if you jump,
I'll have to share both the sympathy and the ice sculptures with you.
And if you jump, Angela and I will never have our moment of post-mortem peace. We'll never share.
I'll never have her. Gather all the
a
ladies of Supreme Society.
On a
we'll
hill
drag along
in
their husbands
July.
And the chubby-chubby free. The boys and knickerbockers and the minister in tents.
The, blue
the ladies dressed in
the
cheap black
sky.
And Ferragamo veils. Scans of perfect
Angela
from the
weeps
to
and
the
bagpipers cry. Then she'll
the
kiss my corpse
the street,
goodbye.
The bird of blood is all for me. It's all for me. Luciana Pavarotti and the London Symphony. It's all for me. It's all for me. The whoop-de-doo, the jamboree. It's all for me. So, Ralph, it seems there is only one solution to this. You go home and I jump.
I am not flying home. But I have nothing to live for, and Heathrow terrifies me.
Nothing to live for? A young veterinarian like you with the ability to woo red-headed women and heal livestock? The world is your oyster. You've got a perfect score on your MCAT and an MFA in cows from NYU. You've got a thriving hospital for horses and an unrelated factory making glue. You've got a cat, but more than that, you've got Angela. She's yours and now she's bridal. Think of Angela. Let's not be suicidal. You're the groom whom she's embraced. She's the bride with crappy taste. Live for Angela. Live for love. So what are you waiting for? Go, live.
And what about you?
I'm an old woman. My daughter's getting married. My pharmaceutical empire is getting regulated. I see nothing ahead of me but high-pitched grandchildren and the occasional game of canasta.
But Mrs. Chesterfield, you've got so much more than that. You've got medicines whose side effects aren't proven, which you test on monkeys, prisoners, and trout. You've got the top three drugs for chronic asthma and a worldwide monopoly on gout. You've got a yacht, and more than thought, you've got Angela, your effervescent daughter. Think of Angela and all the love you bought her. True, the likeness may be hazy. You're no redhead, she's not crazy. Live for Angela. You see?
I do.
Me too.
We've got Angela.
My child.
My child bearer.
Think of Angela. She's mine.
She's mine.
We'll share her. Who knows why you never bought her?
I figured that you drugged her.
Live for Angela.
Mrs. Chesterfield, may I escort you to the wedding?
I'd be delighted, Ralph. You know, it's a shame we didn't get to explore more that London has to offer, like Westminster Abbey or Tweed.
Well, the Abbey is right over there. Oh, wait, is that someone on the roof?
A jumper? Poor man to treat life so cheaply when there are so many pleasures in the world, none of which involve Germany. Let us hope that upon leaping he learns the error of his ways.
I think it's a she.
Well, she's certainly determined.
And look at that red hair.